Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here with Street Talk Theology. We take theology and bring it to the streets. Starting our seventh season, this is the second show in the seventh season. I did an introductory show last week, but I am honored to have my guest today, my co-host, both of them, Pastor Michael Teddy and Ashuk. And, you know, it's funny, we haven't been on the air together for a long time, but when we get together, it doesn't matter. We just started talking before the show started, and Ashuk reminded us saying that this is not the show, so let's get on with the show. So, because we did have a lot of things to say, and these are some topics that we'll talk about in some upcoming shows, but we do want to continue. We're kind of pressed for time today. So we do want to continue what we started about celebrity preachers or pastors or ministries. And I think that was a topic we left off months ago. And please forgive us if we repeat a couple of things, but I think it's really important. It was kind of Pastor Michael's topic, and Ashuk obviously is going to weigh in on that too. But just quickly, Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail. Let me give it to Michael for a minute, and then I'm going to give it to Ashuk just to say hello, and then I'll give it back to Michael on what I think we want to talk about today. Pastor Michael, let everybody know you're still around and you still love them here in America.
Yes, we love you all very much. It's been a while since we got to do the show. A lot's been happening at my end as well. Have two babies now. We're figuring that out. A lot of work. Our church is growing. And we are right now at a stage we're looking for a hall to move into. So we've been meeting in one of our members' homes. But the church is now grown. And so we're looking for a place to move into. And a lot of things the Lord's been doing. And so we've been quite busy. But it's a joy to be able to do this again. If you want to write in and just get to know more about us, you can check out our church at redemptionhill.in. You can email me at michaelteddy@gmail.com. But as always, it's just a joy to do this.
Ashuk!
Yes, so good to be back. And I really miss doing Street Talk Theology. And like Pastor Dom was saying, every time we come together, we just kind of forget that we have to do a podcast. We just have these pre-podcasts, the unofficial ones where we keep just talking. And it's really fun to be back. And all the email addresses and the websites, it's the same as Mike said, because we go to the same church. So nothing to add there. And yeah, I do have a pregnant wife at home. So that's been keeping me busy as well as work and church and everything. God has been good and gracious. As Mike said, our church is growing. So that's been that. So good to be back on the show.
Oh, thank you guys, both of you guys. I love these guys. Anyway, I did tell Pastor Mike that we have plenty of room here in Desert Sky Baptist Church. We can, if they would just come over here to America, they would have plenty of room, and we would share the building with them, and they won't have to worry about anything. Okay.
Yeah, every weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. No further ado. So, Pastor Michael, I want to give this to you. And we were talking about celebrity pastors, teachers, or ministries, and the danger of following these type of ministries. And my question, and I know me and Ashuk had spoken about this, is we really don't, we believe that, we hope and pray and believe that these men are men of God, I'm sure they show fruits to that. But but Pastor Michael, we really don't know these men. I'm not saying that pejoratively. I know you personally, I know Ashuk, We've spoken theology. We've spoken about family. We've prayed together. So what is the, and I use it in air quotes, what is the danger, if there is a danger, of following these celebrity individuals, so to speak? Is that a fair question?
Yes, and I think I would define following, because I think all of us at some level follow famous preachers. So I would say that I don't have a problem saying that I follow the ministry of John Piper, because I do that, and it's helpful for me. But it depends on what we mean by follow. John Piper is not my pastor. John Piper is a faithful preacher of the Word of God. That much I can say, because he preaches the Word of God faithfully. I can know more about John Piper by looking at his church and what his congregation has to say about him. I can look at the fruit of his ministry in terms of his family and the families of his church. So I can get a fair degree of confidence in a person by getting all this information. But he is not my pastor. And I think the first thing to understand is, if we define following to mean that I will follow John Piper as I would follow my pastor, that's dangerous, because John does not see you, he does not know you, and his counsels is generic at some level. Although it addresses various topics, it's not applied to your specific context. He's not discerning your character. He's not discerning your actions. So in essence, if I say that I follow John Piper as my pastor, in reality, what I'm doing is I'm being my own pastor. I'm listening to all John has to say, and I'm picking and choosing what applies to me. I'm taking all of it and applying it upon myself. And that's kind of makes a lot of people comfortable, because we all like to pastor ourselves. We all like to decide for ourselves what we need to do, where we need to change, where we don't need to change, because we are, quite frankly, most of us are happy with who we are and where we are standing. So it's, in a sense, it is an, it's idolatry. If you go and plug yourself into a local church and submit yourself to the care of the local church and of the people of the local church, you're giving yourself to be cared for. But that's oftentimes difficult for people to do, because they like to do things their way. They'd like to decide what goes best for them. But that's exactly what we are supposed to be against when Jesus said that we are to deny ourselves, pick up the cross and follow him. And going after celebrity preachers, I think fundamentally the biggest danger is that we try to use them as a tool to get our own way done, our own ends met, by saying that we're following them. But essentially, we're not following them.
Ashok, please.
Yeah, and even looking at the scripture, you could say, see that Paul is an apostle called by God. So if anybody has authority over people at long distances, it is Paul. And yet what does he do? Sends Timothy to raise elders locally. And then he talks about equipping them, looking at men of true character. And even in his you know, ministry, he's seeing you see that even when he can take credit, he doesn't. He tells the church that it's not him or Apollos that has to be looked up to, but it's Christ Jesus that they have been baptized unto. In the book of in the letter to Thessalonians, he brings forward the names of Timothy and Silvanus and all of them. So if anything, he wants more men of God to be out there and them to be known, instead of soaking in all the glory. So at one level, Pastor Mike was talking about people looking towards the celebrity preachers. And I just wanted to bring out the other side from the scripture, where you see somebody who could have been celebrity preacher, an apostle of God. He himself doesn't put himself out there like that, but stresses on having local congregations with equipped leader taking care of the flock locally.
Yes, well said. This is really a good topic. Another problem I see too, Pastor Mike, on this same issue is that I'll use Pastor Mike for an example. Pastor Mike is preaching a message and things of that nature, and he'll turn around and say, "Well, John Piper said this, or Al Mohler said this, or." And what happens is, I think the authority of the eldership in the church is now being actually challenged by outside sources, even though they may be sound outside sources. And I see that to be a problem. And can you speak to that, Pastor Mike?
Yeah, I think that so by and large, I do feel that the celebrity culture at some level is unavoidable. And what I mean by that is, you will always have prominent leaders, prominent figures in the church. And that's always been there throughout history. I don't think that's an accident or a byproduct. I just think that's how God has created the human race. Men look to godly men, respectable men, so that they have a model to follow. So when Paul says, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ," Paul's essentially saying it that I'm setting a model for you to follow, a helpful model that Timothy, I'm sure, wanted to be like Paul, wanted to do things like Paul did it, because Paul did it well. And all of us want to, at some level, godly fathering is about making your children want to be like you. It's about teaching them to imitate you. So that's in the fabric of how we've been created. We look for heroes of the faith. We look for those people who courageously stand up for us. Every story, every human story that we create has to have a hero, because we have to have that character that leads from the front, that people are willing to rally behind. So I think in that sense, the celebrity culture is unavoidable. We should look for heroes, and we should identify them as heroes, and we should speak well of them and encouragingly of them. And so that's a healthy part of this, I feel, where I could look to a John Piper. And I could look to these men who have faithfully served, or I could look to a John MacArthur, who've served as a pastor of a church for over 50 years, and use him as an example for people to follow. Use him as an example to challenge people to do this. And when I quote John MacArthur, I'm quoting a man who has a track record of over 50 years of faithful expository preaching, right? And I have my disagreements with him, but when I'm quoting a source, I'm quoting an authority. I'm making a case from authority. It's almost like saying, okay, this is what the expert of this field has to say. So we do quoting of sources in every field. So if I'm going to make an argument about medicine, I would quote a famous doctor, or a man who is in the front lines, who knows his business, to quote him to say that, look, this is what this man has to say about it. And it's just something we use in every kind of speech. So when I preach and I quote an authority, I'm trying to teach people this man is good in this. He's someone who has a good grip of the sphere, and he knows what the Bible teaches. This is what he had to say, or this is what he had to say, right? And I think that at that level, it's a healthy way of doing it. It's a good way to challenge people as well. I think it becomes one of the places it becomes unhealthy. So what if one of the dangers is that we tend to follow them as our pastors, which we should not. The second danger is that people grab onto a celebrity and then anything and everything the celebrity says is true,
Very well said.
right? So in India, and I've often said this, in India there are a lot of people who follow John MacArthur who are quite frankly unpleasant to be with, right? They're unpleasant to be with, and that's no offense to MacArthur, because I the kind of things I've heard about MacArthur's character in his family and among his people is very commendable. But these guys don't look anything like that. But these guys believe everything they believe because MacArthur said it. And when you challenge them scripturally, it's very interesting to see that they don't really have a good argument or substance, except that MacArthur has said it. So that's another danger. Like, you can grab onto a celebrity pastor and believe everything he believes just because he's the celebrity you want to follow.
Ashok.
Everything he said, and especially the part that it's really unpleasant to be with such people. I just want to second that. But then, yeah. So it's, I think I personally do quote preachers in my sermon, and but I'm equally comfortable to mention it when I disagree with some of these good preachers as well. These are good things when used in moderation. These are good things when used properly. These are good things when used wisely. Do not believe that just quoting them or mentioning them in and of itself has any vice or any necessarily sin attached to it. But then it's very much in the heart of the preacher. So again, I do not like the term celebrity preacher per se. Right. So it comes with it a lot of negative connotations, but like Mike said, there can be a very good side to it. I think it's a good thing that Spurgeon is famous. Praise God that Spurgeon is famous, that his works reach many, many people. Praise God that Calvin is famous, right? I'm so indebted to him. If he wasn't famous, his works wouldn't have been out there. Praise God that Jonathan Edwards was famous, and all of them, Sinclair Ferguson, John Piper, MacArthur, all these guys, we are greatly indebted to them. But definitely we see that it is not into them that we are baptized. It's not them who, right? It's not them who changed our hearts, but it is Christ, and they were instruments in the hands of God. And God willing, we are used as such instruments. But yeah, to the question as such, I do not see a necessary problem in quoting these individuals in our sermons as such.
You
And
know, please, Mike,
if I may
please,
add,
please. No,
if I may
yes.
just add one thing,
Please, please.
one of the things at the cross purpose that we've been doing now is we've been given the rights to translate Desiring God articles into our local language, Malayalam, and to post Desiring God articles on our website. So think about this. If we wanted to make Christian content for our city, for our nation, and we had to generate that content, there's a lot of effort that goes into it. But when Desiring God comes along and says, look at this, we've got years worth of content, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of content, and we're willing to give this to you to put it for your city in your local language. I'm not sitting here thinking John Piper is a celebrity, so I shouldn't popularize him. He's becoming a celebrity at some level because of us, because we're taking his material and just pushing it forward because it's good material. And it's reaching the nations, it's helping the people, right? So that's the healthy side of it, which we don't want to back away from. In doing so, we want to make sure that it's helping people attach themselves to local churches. So I think that celebrity pastors ought to repeatedly make clear to their following that they have to be plugged into the local church, which a lot of these men do, and I think that's very crucial.
Yeah, I think they do. I think you'll hear that a lot. In fact, Paul, when he went when Paul went in front of the church council, or I remember he saying, well, these guys were of reputation and things like that. So even Paul, right, Ashok, even Paul dealt with that celebrity status only because that was the Jewish church, and the Antioch church was kind of the lesser brother, so to speak, right? And Paul even said that, you know, these guys are of reputation, but really, you know, and I think the stronger point that both you guys are making is that submission to the local church and the local church elders is a biblical mandate. And I think that I think we fail to realize people that follow these men, and it's okay. Again, Michael was very distinct in what we mean by follow. But if they become our pastor, and which is a tough play when people are going to start measuring Pastor Michael's teaching or Ashok, who's in, you know, soon someday, Lord willing, to be an elder, you know, look at his teaching and compare it to one of John MacArthur or Vody Bakum or whatever your taste is. And the issue, Michael, I think for me is that we're speaking to specific people in a specific place, in a specific sphere of how we understand our people. You know, so you may preach, you may exegete a scripture correctly, obviously, because you do, because I know you, but your hermeneutics may be a little different because of where you're at. As long as you're properly exegeting scripture, now your hermeneutic on that may be a little different depending on the people that you're speaking to. Does that make sense, Pastor Michael?
It does. And that is why it's very important to raise local churches with local pastors. Even as you were saying that, you know, the interesting downside to celebrity pastors is, let's say that you invite one of these celebrity pastors to your church, right?
Yeah.
And they come, people will be so excited and they will treat the celebrity pastor with great reverence. But when you look at the balance of things, are people that reverent and excited about their local church pastor who has given far more than any of these celebrity pastors have had to give for the people, right? And it's almost like parenting. You raise children, they take everything for granted, right? And they don't find the value of that parenting till they have to become parents themselves, till they move out of the house and have to fend for themselves. And then they think back to what all my parents did for me. And suddenly it's of the worth and value of it becomes very clear. And so I think the issue, the problem, the danger of celebrity pastor, the culture of celebrity pastors is the fact that people put value in the wrong place. They don't measure value well. And so they see a lot of value in fame, but that's not where the value is. Your local pastor, who's probably not as gifted at preaching like John Piper is, who is probably not as exegetically trained, who probably doesn't have that much of seminary training, that local pastor is probably pouring out his life far more than John Piper is for you. And that man has your life, the concern for your life, close to his heart far more than John Piper is able to have, because John Piper doesn't know you. And so go love your local pastors. Go submit to your local pastors. And like, you know, we are advised in scripture, submit to them so that their charge over you is not burdensome for them. It's a joy for them to lead you. And so I think anything that takes away from this in that celebrity culture is a danger.
And I think, Ashok, I think the, and I think what Pastor Michael is saying, and we got about about 4 minutes here, but like I said, but I think what 4 or 5 minutes, I think what Pastor Mike is saying, and and I think it's we've lost this, and I'd like to see Ashok's view on this. The local church is something that's so important in the Bible. The local church in the church in Colossae, or the church in the Philipp in Philippi. If we start looking at these celebrity pastors, we've lost the local church milieu, so to speak, right? Because that's what Paul, his main thing was to set up local churches. And even the church in Colossae that he never visited, and that was Epaphras was the pastor, he gave great reverence to Epaphras, because that was Epaphras was the pastor of that church. So give us some closing thoughts, Ashuk, if you may, for today.
So it's happened in our church that even Pastor Mike has sometimes got a feedback that perhaps he should be using less examples pertaining to our local church or people that we know in our local church in his sermons, so that it will be more relatable to people when the sermons go out to the YouTube. And one of the things that Mike keeps reminding them is that the sermons are not for the people on YouTube primarily. It is for the church. And church is a primary focus, and if it does help anybody out there on the YouTube, it helps. But then everything that we do, all ministry that we do, all service that we do, we want to be as biblical as possible in all of it. And we look at the scripture, what we see is letter after letter, not to itinerant ministries, not to small groups, not to mission boards, but to churches, to the elders. And throughout the book of Acts, we see that they receive the Great Commission, and what do? They don't go and start mission boards. They don't go and start denominations. They don't go start seminaries, but the apostles go there and start and plant churches.
Amen.
God's primary means of building his kingdom was and is and always will be the local church. 95% of the use of the word ecclesia, the Greek word for church in the New Testament, is in reference to the local churches and not the global churches. So, as biblical theology would lay it out, as the authors of the New Testament, inspired by the Spirit of God, would write it and instruct us, all of our effort in everything that we do to building the kingdom of God in this age should be primarily through and attached to a local church. And God will honor it, and God will bless us, and we need to take our eyes from these haughty things, right? Looking at the big preachers and the big pedestals, and ever be it so that we think that local church is not worth it, that we want to go for the bigger things, but the blessings lie there in this in the small task, in the not so not so epic looking. Very simple service that we do in our local churches, and that's where God's blessings lie.
Something I say a lot, and maybe this could you talk about Michael, Pastor Michael said about YouTube. I always tell people in the congregation, the Bible's not written to you, it's written for you. Well, the same context in Pastor Michael, when he's putting the stuff on YouTube, he can tell the congregation, I'm preaching to you, but that's for them, but that's specifically for you. Same thing with the Word of God. It wasn't to us, it's for us. I mean, we were not there, but listen, this has been an honor. We are trying to get on a schedule where we can come on once a week again, because I know that I learn and get wonderful insight from our two brothers from abroad. So we're going to try to do this again once a week, so I don't keep them up, because it's 11 and a half hours difference, and our Shuk starts getting a little tired at this time, and Pastor Michael, I'm sure, wants to get to bed with two children and things of that nature. But I love these guys, and I know you guys do too. So again, we're going to get on a schedule and try to do things once a week. We love you guys. This is Pastor Dominic Grimaldi on Street Talk Theology. We take theology and we bring it to the streets.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.